You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Well, when there's smoke, there's Daniel Vaughn, the barbecue editor for Texas Monthly. For real? Beef links, Trump brisket in Southeast Texas?
That's right, yeah. And they're all beef links, too. You know, Central Texas is also known for their beef links, but there's a little bit of pork in there, and they're in pork casings. In Southeast Texas, these Beaumont-style links that are centered around the Beaumont-Port Arthur area are all beef. So it's a beef casing, an all beef filling. And then the spices are so much different too. There's lots of garlic and paprika, chili powder. It's not just your salt and pepper and cayenne. And then there's a lot of fat as well. So, and all that fat is beef fat too. No pork fat.
Now, wait a minute. You're in Beaumont. You're awfully close to Boudin country, right?
Yeah, you're right. And the thing about eating these links is you can eat them actually really similarly to the way you would eat boudin, which is, you kind of squeeze it into your mouth and leave the casing behind. These beef casings are pretty tough, and unless they're really, really cooked down, they're not going to be something that it's pleasant to chew through. So the contents of these are often squeezed out.
Mm. How did it become such a big part of the Texas barbecue scene out there?
Well, you know, it really started back in 1910 with Patillo's Barbecue in Beaumont. That's when that place opened, and it's still running today. Robert Patillo runs the restaurant nowadays. And they started with those links, and that was really the only thing on the menu when they began. The menu has since expanded to include other barbecue items, but still, if you go in there today, you might not even have brisket on the menu at all.
Wow.
He kind of cooks shoulder clod or brisket, whatever's cheaper that week.
So if you're in that neck of the woods, you want to name some names here, spots you got to check out?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You have, of course, Patillo's Barbecue, the original there in Beaumont. But throughout the rest of the Beaumont-Port Arthur area, you have Como's in Port Arthur. You have Gerard's, which is really right down the street from Patillo's there in Beaumont. Broussard's is kind of the upstart. They opened up in the 80s. And then these links also spread all the way up to Billy's Old Fashioned Barbecue up in Jasper, and all the way out to Galveston for Leon's World's Finest Barbecue. And there they're called the Downtown Links. One of my favorites actually was one that I just recently discovered. It's been around since the 70s, but Nick's Barbecue in Port Arthur. It's they have a few things on the menu like pork bones and a few other items that you're only going to find really in that area of Texas, but the beef links there are just fantastic.
The Golden Triangle, Land of Links. Daniel Vaughn is the barbecue editor for Texas Monthly. Thanks so much for talking meat with us. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you.